This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Haunt.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Wow, this is the most misleading, let's say here, illustration of the book. Because
it's like, pretty goofy.
It's pretty goofy, and it is not like the actual concept of this monster is not as goofy as this illustration would have you believe. Like,
no, this is a utility knife for DMs.
Right.
Like, this is a great monster.
Yeah.
The drawing is just like Igor. Like shitty blue Igor. Like,
wait a minute. Are they actually shitty, or are they just being ironic?
Yeah, no, it's just a good name.
Okay.
They suck.
The property. There we go. Thank you.
But this also looks like a janitor. Yeah. Not to disparage anybody in the custodial arts, but
right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it is. He looks like you know, a guy who would hang around your school,
right,
and
right.
Janet it. But like, they don't look like this because they only take the form of things that are around them.
Right.
So does this mean like janitors are hanging around the graveyard and getting like possessed or what?
I don't know. Like, did a janitor die and they just happen to be to be the most susceptible to the haunts kind of thing? But like,
I need to get that table clean. like a janitor dies and is not at rest because of you can't figure out how to do windows without streaks.
Yeah. Like, use newsprint.
Yeah, you have to dry it. Like, you dry it in circles. Dry as you go.
Yeah, but the haunt is just a spirit who has unfinished business. It cannot go far enough away from its normal haunt, right? And so it will possess something in order to be a vessel to go finish that, you know, that unfinished business. And they really don't care what they do. It doesn't matter what the alignment of the person who died was. Like, they're going to run this person to death. So like, when you say it's a utility knife, like, okay, one of you gets possessed and becomes a mouthpiece for this. For, you know, for this DM character, and you're all going to be waylaid onto this quest.
Well, it's a DM utility knife because it can be a quest giving thing too, because some of them are smart enough to know what their thing is.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't explicitly say you could bargain with them, but you could have it like possess a companion or a servant character. Like, something I always forget about in D&D when I'm looking at how like deadly some of this shit is, is that second edition D&D, like, you're rolling with like six or seven servants too.
Oh yeah.
Like, you just have some jabronis around you. So like, you know, one of them gets possessed. You notice that Carl's acting weird. Oh no, it's not a doppelganger. It's because you slept, you know, 60 feet away from the graveyard, and now he has to go avenge his dead wife or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a cool. It's a cool hook.
Yeah,
I think
I love the way that they take control, because their attacks actually do dexterity damage. So it's like they are reducing the efficacy of your nervous system. And when you go into this like weird little body locked coma, sleep paralysis kind of thing, that's when they take you over and animate you. That is horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the only way to get them out is, you know, you can cast them out if they're in a certain alignment, or you can hold person and jam them out. Otherwise, they will, you know, no sleep, no food, will just accomplish their task. The other way this is a DM hook thing too is you find, you know, somebody who maybe you knew from town or whatever. You go to the mountains, you find them, they're like, their clothes are tatters, they look like they're starving, and they're walking with determination like a certain direction.
Yeah.
You know, hey, what's John the blacksmith doing? Oh, he can't stop talking about like finding that one piece of tail that he never got or whatever.
Oh, you know?
It's like his unfinished business. Yeah. So, I mean, they're pretty cool. Like, I like these things quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
The, you can just kill them, which seems cruel to me.
Yeah. I mean, it just sends them back. Like, it doesn't actually resolve anything.
Yeah. And you have to use like magical fire and shit.
Yeah.
Cause they're intangible.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, they're like, it's a really cool idea. It's what I want a ghost to be, actually.
And that's
instead
say that
of just
too.
like an instant aging machine, like,
yeah, like an evil monster.
Yeah, something that you is know, like, completely untenable in actual play.
The trick to good Monsters Manual entries is to make something not evil,
right?
Or alignment any is the best possible alignment.
Yeah,
for these things, I think.
Yeah, or like in the Volo guide, where it just provides enough context for them to be the way they are.
Yeah, like a reasons behind what they're doing. Yeah. Did you get that?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm working through it slowly. Like, it is, I'm reading a lot of things in bed, which is where I do the majority of my reading, and I just kind of get a little bit of that as I go.
It's weird too, because it's, I like it a lot, but I'm reading it slowly as well, because it's still a rule book for a game I'm not playing,
right?
So it reads kind of slow, even though it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm happy that I have it kind of around mm-hmm. as a thing, but like it is a nice, I don't know, like I really like this book, but it is a great contrast to see them like taking the things that I really love about this and expanding it.
Yeah. It only took 40 years.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.